Hello, this is U-Media Radio. Today is January 20th, 2016. I'm Julie Kozlowski from U-Media Chicago, and today we've gathered together some brilliant minds from the U-Media Learning Labs Network to talk about collaborative projects across the network. Today I'm joined by Aman Patah. He is the Digital Media Specialist and Program Coordinator for Imagine U at the Rochester Public Library in New York. We also have Matt Baker, who is the Mix Master from The Mix at the Science Museum of Virginia. And also we have Susan McLaughlin, Coordinator of College and Career Readiness at U-Media in Springfield, Ohio. Thank you all for joining us on this call today.
Thanks for having us.
Great. So, Aman, at the recent annual U-Media Network Retreat, you began talking about the idea of sites across the network working together on one collaborative project. Can you tell us about your idea for the project?
Yes. Initially, when I was actually having conversations with people at the retreat, and I had an idea initially for our site, and it was for a music video. And, you know, I started having conversations with various others that I actually met at the retreat. And when I started sharing my idea, people were telling me about issues that they're having in their own community. Like, for instance, I forgot his name. I think his name is Marcus from Kansas City. He actually told me that Kansas City is number one in police killings in the United States. And I spoke to someone else in San Francisco, and they shared some similar sentiments in San Francisco. So I said, okay, how about – it just sparked something in me. And I said, how about we join together and create one big project? And I'm also looking at the idea of connecting the dot or keeping the dot and, you know, maintaining that and sustaining that and actually putting our work into practical application. And what better way than to create this national project? And I thought about We Are the World when I thought about this. The idea was to, you know, create this one track, like, how we were executed, like I'll probably record something here in Rochester, a song with a hook, and I'll pass that track on to the next site. The next site will record their 16 bars or whatnot. And once that site record their track, they pass it on to the next and so on and so forth until we develop this one mega track. Once we develop this mega track and we get it mixed and mastered professionally, each site would hire a professional cinematographer to shoot their verse in their respective cities until we gather up all this footage and we edit it and create this one mega video. And I think that's a great way for all of us to unify and show the world that the problems that we're facing in the United States is not unique to our respective cities. This is something that's happening nationally. And I'm pretty sure that once we do a survey with our children, they will all have similar stories about what they think is the greatest problem in their communities. So, and I think that it's a powerful statement for us to stand together as one to show the world that we are not part of the problem, we're part of the solution.
Yeah, and I think that's a really exciting project for people to work on. And I love this idea of sort of, even though we come from sites all over the U.S., there's about 29 different U-Media Learning Lab network sites around, that there are these commonalities to these sites and that our teens and our youth are facing these issues, it may be in slightly different ways in different locations, but they're dealing with some of these same issues. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, Matt and Susan, if you're seeing your teens dealing with some of the issues that Aman was talking about, and if you're seeing them respond in any particular way, or if they'd be excited about this kind of project.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and jump in if you don't mind, Susan.
Sure thing.
I think, you know, this project is fantastic, and I definitely see teens here in Richmond, you know, kind of facing similar issues. You know, and they might not be the exact same ones, but you know, we could talk about food deserts, and that would affect, you know, several different, all of our sites potentially. But, yeah, these issues are definitely faced by a lot of our teens. And I think what excites me about this project the most is that kind of talking about these common difficulties that we all share and, you know, these similarities that we have in our cities, even though we come from such different geographical regions, some urban, some rural. You know, I think talking about those similarities and those common issues is what's ultimately going to help us, you know, face those issues, right? If we don't talk about them, if we don't realize that we're all facing them together and work on them as a team, then, you know, how are these things going to get better? So I think that's what excites me about it, is kind of this solution. It might be, you know, it might take us a year to make this mega track that I'm in speaking of and the video and everything, but it's going to be this amazing project to get them really thinking about this stuff. And then one more thing, and I'll let Susan jump in. You know, I'm excited about the fact that we're getting our teams involved in this collaboration. I think that, you know, we've really started growing our network and collaborating together as kind of like facilitators of our spaces or administrators of our spaces. You know, we've talked about growing the network and keeping the dot, and now we're really thinking about how do we get the teams, you know, the focus of these sites, how do we get them working together? And I think that's what excites me the most, you know. Love working with the network kind of on these greater problems, but getting the teams involved, I think, is fantastic.
Yeah, and just as a quick note, too, a couple of people have mentioned that idea of keeping the dot. So a lot of work that was done at the most recent retreat was around what it means to continue to be a UMedia site and what that means to invite new sites into the network. So over the last year, there was a lot of work done around UMedia hallmarks, which are our benchmarks that we're measuring our sites by, to either keep that dot on the map or to invite new sites into our network. So just as an aside.
Yeah, sorry, I just kind of threw that out there without any explanation.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, so
sorry,
I think this
is go ahead.
Fantastic.
Matt, did you have something?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I mean, I have the sort of the same sentiment as everyone else. I think the idea of uniting teens in a wide geographical expanse is a great idea. And it's interesting because Springfield is very small compared to many of the other sites. And the kids here don't often think of what it's like outside of Springfield. And many of them don't even leave this general geographic area. So they don't have the luxury of being with kids from a lot of different locations except, you know, on social media or looking on YouTube. And so when I think about this in terms of the growth and development of the kids, I think that's a huge thing for us, is just the ability to work with other teens in other places. And absolutely there's that aspect of bringing in, you know, the discussion and collaboration that we all have sort of the same issues, and it's not just in Springfield and it's not just in Rochester, it's everywhere. I agree with what Matt was saying too. It's interesting, you know, you're talking about this being a project where the teens would be involved and we would step back in more of a facilitator type role, and we're right at that crux of that here in Springfield. We've, you know, got several projects going that have really been adult-led because we weren't sure what the kids wanted to do. And we're at the spot where we've got a group of kids that are very interested in videography and music and audio mixing. And this is the perfect way for us to step out of the sort of leading role and into a facilitator role and let them make more of the choices because they are interested in this. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yes, absolutely. I do want to mention something else, too, to expound upon that. You know, I've noticed a lot of money that's been spent on us as adults to do these retreats, right? We go to these retreats and, you know, we get pampered, and a lot of money is spent on doing these type of things. And, you know, our youth stays in, they stay in our respective cities while we connect as leaders that's leading the charge for this youth media movement that we have. And so I'm thinking that this could also be an opportunity for our children to actually meet each other on a national level. How about we, you know, like when I was thinking about this idea to push the bar even further, was like once the project is completed, once the video is done, once the music is done, and everything is polished up and it's ready to go, we have an actual release party with all the youth that were involved in the project under one roof. And that way, not only will they be meeting each other through the video, but they'll also be meeting each other in person, just like we do when it comes to these retreats that we go to. I think that will be something special for them. And it's actually showing that we're truly incorporating them in the work that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think just speaking personally for my experience at these retreats, when we have all of these wonderful people coming from across the country and all of these different sites in one space, just to have that opportunity to talk about common issues that we're having and talk about these really big ideas is really valuable. And I think it would be amazing if we could extend that opportunity to our teens to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know we're talking about a very specific project, but I'm also wondering sort of more generally if any of your sites have ever attempted a collaborative project, either across sites, maybe of multiple sites in your city, or a partnership, or maybe sites already across the network. I'm just curious if folks have delved into this or maybe dipped a toe into this kind of idea already.
Well, I haven't done this before. This idea came to me while I was at the retreat. And I was just, you know, it just came to me because I was thinking like how a way that we all could collaborate and make it practical instead of it just being a theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it actually came. I think this could be something groundbreaking for you media in itself. We can be the catalyst for future work that could possibly happen in other spaces, especially if this received the attention that it deserves on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't really done any collaborations at my site between teens in the mix and, you know, teens at some other facility. There is definitely some collaboration between on the administrative facilitation side of things, some of that collaboration between me and other organizations. But, yeah, again, kind of like Amin, I think this would be the first run into kind of this mega collaborative project between teens. And I think, you know, like you're saying, this could really jump off and be that catalyst. And, yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and I will
and likewise, we haven't done much collaborating except really sort of talking about it since Columbus is closest geographically. We have discussed with them how to bring our teens together, but we sort of put that on our sort of next 6 months plan.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I agree. This is amazing.
Yeah, and I like, too, how it's kind of, you know, with Amin's idea of getting everybody together physically,
mm-hmm.
as well as this kind of digital collaboration with the music and the video and the editing. You know, we've kind of got this, like, digital exchange program going on here, and then, you know, kind of as Julie was speaking to, that really important physical meeting that really kind of solidifies what they've been doing digitally and really holds, kind of binds it all together. So I think that combination, if, you know, like I'm then saying, it's, you know, not cheap. There is money involved here to bring the teens into things like this and get them
mm-hmm.
to a place where they can all be together. But, mm-hmm. you know, we can make it work. I think if we can make it work, it really will, you know, hold the sites, all of our sites together better because the teens mm-hmm. will be fully invested, you know, and be that glue.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
I like the idea too of it. To me, it's sort of like that whole idea of, you know, when you go to summer camp or when you go to, you know, a long workshop, you make new friends and you stay with them for a long time, either via social media or email or whatever. And I mean, just from when I was a kid, I have a couple friends that I'm still in contact with that I met in a camp, and I want those kind of experiences for our kids too. I think just getting in touch with other kids and then remaining in touch with them afterwards gives us some good opportunities for follow-up and to see how this project has impacted them later on down the road.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting about this project as well. Just from the, you know, the project is centered around this particular output, but there are so many other outcomes that are attached to that. Like we've been saying, you know, just being in the same room with all of these other people who have these great ideas, and you can collaborate in a very different way than, you know, maybe via Skype, or you have this very different experience when you're in that physical space all together. And I'm also wondering, in terms of, we have a huge range of sites, and they're all different sizes, and some are in museums, some are in libraries, you know, different infrastructure at these various places. I'm wondering how you all see this fitting into the fabric of your organization. You know, there are varying resources, so is there a way that we can support each other? You know, maybe not every site will be able to hire a professional cinematographer to film their video, but maybe there are other ways that we could support each other through this project, and I'm curious if you have any ideas about how that could work.
I kind of see it as a mentor collaboration, right? We have this great network of different mentors who have different strengths, whether that's computer science and coding, or robotics, or videography, or editing, or, you know, the music creation and music editing. So I think, you know, even pulling in our network of mentors to kind of, you know, let's say one site doesn't have access to a video camera to shoot their portion of the video, so they use cell phones, but, you know, with the quality of cell phone video and a talented editor, whether at their site or elsewhere, we could, you know, get that footage up to snuff as well. So, I don't know, that's kind of my first initial thought, is just, you know, let's utilize our mentor network and, you know, toss the pieces around that maybe one site can't do at their home site, so they ask for help elsewhere, and that's a valuable lesson, too.
I agree with you. I also also think, too, as well, what we can also do is work together as sites. Like, for instance, I'm a professional cinematographer. If I have to, especially when it comes to a project like this, I would sacrifice my talents, and I would travel and help other sites shoot their videos. You know, so you know, granted, I know this is going to take a lot of time. It's a big project. It's not something that's going to happen in even in a couple of months. It's going to take some time to do this. But I really think that it can be done. And if we work together and we use the network talents, we could get it done. You know, like I said, I'm a professional when it comes to cinematography. For the close sites that's in my area, if I can get there, I have the equipment already, but if I can get there, I'll help.
And I don't know if it's really much of a sacrifice if you have to go down to Miami and help the media in Miami. But, I mean, if you want to sacrifice your talents for that, absolutely go ahead.
And it brings up this interesting idea as well, is that we as professionals will be learning what the specialties are of different staff and different folks in the network as well. Like, you know, through this process, we'll be learning not only the talents of our teams, but also the talents that exist among ourselves as facilitators. And I think that's a really interesting idea, and a way that we could, you know, leverage it in other ways and other projects that we're doing as well. You know, if your site only has a, you know, maybe they're more narrowly focused on one particular skill set, and, you know, you don't have a cinematographer, but if you know that Amen is out there and, you know, willing to give you some advice about, you know, cameras to buy or ways that you could be using your cell phone camera to get better footage, then that's valuable information as well.
Absolutely. And I do want to point out, too, like, you know, when it comes to doing a project like this, if we are shooting this, just to let you know on the technical side, the each video that is shot, it has to be in the same format. You know, so if I'm shooting my video here in Rochester at 1080p with 24 frames per second, everybody else has to shoot it in the same exact format in order for the video to be cohesive.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that brings up another question that I have in terms of, I'm not sure if you maybe have an outline for this vision, or what are some first steps to sort of giving this legs and making this a reality? Is it things like that, the sort of technical side? Is it getting all our teams on a Skype call together? You know, what do you all sort of see as a first step towards this actionable project?
Okay, well, I was thinking that, you know, like, this is the first step right here, us, what we're doing on the phone. This is the very first step, us getting on the same page and seeing how this thing could work. Mm-hmm. But the second step actually is finding somebody that's going to actually make the beat, somebody that's going to mm-hmm. produce the track, so a track that we all can agree upon. You know, we can pass it along to see if everybody liked the beat. You know, once the track is once we all decide on the beat that we're going to use, we all get to work. We all start writing our own parts. And then we figure out who's going to go first, who's going to go second, so on and so forth. So the first person, they would record their verse, record the hook, then we pass it to the next site, whatever next site we decide is going to be second. And then we just pass the track along. And once it's done, once the whole track is recorded, we find someone who's going to mix and master it professionally. And the reason why I'm saying professional is because this is something going to be representative of us. So it needs mm-hmm. to be on point, you know, especially if we're going to be presenting this as our work, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how it would work. And then...
And I wonder about the talents within our students, too. You know, I think a lot of times we don't even know necessarily the level of proficiency that they might have in a particular digital content area until an opportunity like this arises.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to see, you know, who sort of comes out of the woodwork and is interested mm-hmm. in this opportunity. Because
yes.
I'd be willing to bet that we probably have teens with this type of talent in our network
mm-hmm.
already. We may
oh, absolutely.
Just not
absolutely.
Know.
I agree. As a matter of fact, I was talking to I forgot the person. I think his name is Eric. He's from your site in Chicago, right?
Eric. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was telling me that what's the guy name? It's a beat maker that came out of your U Media site that is now working with Jay-Z. You know,
mm-hmm.
So that's a prime example of what you're talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess where do we go from here? We have this amazing idea. We just talked about it now, like how can we make this a reality?
Well, we have to get buy-in from each of our sites. You know, once we all know that this is a reality, this is going to happen, just get to work. You know,
mm-hmm.
we decide who's going to make the track. You know, I have people here in Rochester that could make the track, but you guys may have somebody in your respective sites that could make the track as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to decide on how that's going to be done, and we just do it. You know, we just have to do it. Instead
yeah.
of thinking so hard about doing it, just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm also thinking about the, you know, not just the impact on us as facilitators, but also on the teens and also on our organizations as a whole. And I'm curious if you all typically have an administrator or, you know, institutional buy-in for projects like this. I know all of our sites vary to a big degree on, you know, who at that sort of top-level administrator level actually sees the work you're doing or knows about what's happening or what kind of input they have into projects like this. And I'm curious
mm-hmm.
if you all could speak a little bit to that, how you see a project like this either being, you know, on their radar or it being, you know, a point that they would want to be interested in it or those kinds of things.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll be a hit with my administrators personally because, you know, this collaborative, these 21st century skills, you know, throw out some jargon is what's hot right now. So I think they're going to jump on this and seeing the teams work together. And then, you know, kind of speak to something Amin said too, is that, you know, this is going to be our work and it's going to be representative not only of, you know, the U Media network, but of our respective sites. And, you know, if we put out a quality product, it's going to be, you know, a hit with, you know, funders and stakeholders in our institutions and our administrators as well, I think. So,
yes.
Yeah, I could be
yeah,
speaking
out. I agree, too.
I fully think
because,
we'll be behind it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Because we have sort of a school-based site, one of the things I think about is you know, we specifically draw from four school districts. And how do we take this process and transfer it into, you know, teaching and learning at the school and you know, using this as sort of a springboard for, you know, problem-based learning and project-based learning that we do here or, you know, some of our media and tech classes and, you know, even having, like, our students here that are in, you know, in Springfield talking to other students in classes and facilitating the learning. I think that's something that could possibly be very unique to our site just because we are school-based and draw from a small consortium. And I'm always thinking about, you know, how to transfer these skills that the kids will learn into the school setting and into the work setting and so on. I think this is a really good start to that.
Yeah, that's definitely super valuable.
Absolutely. I think that like something like this, if especially us anybody with common sense would see that this is a home run hit if it's executed mm-hmm. properly. So as far as administration is concerned, especially here in Rochester, if this is an opportunity for us to highlight the work that we're doing as a site, to highlight the talents that our youth possess, and we can put it on a national scale,
mm-hmm.
and it's connected to other sites nationally, the selling points is, like, it's just right in your face. It's right
mm-hmm.
there. It's blatantly in your face what can happen if this is pulled off, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited to get this project underway. And this podcast will be on our community of practice, but I'm wondering, too, Amen, if you can get the ball rolling on the community of practice and take a survey of what other sites might be interested, because this sounds like the kind of project that most of the sites across our network would be interested in participating with in some way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to make a point, too.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's 29 sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to be realistic about the video itself or the track itself, too.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to get all 29 sites on this project, that's a long song.
True.
That's a very long
yeah.
song.
Well, me and Rafi.
In a very long video. You know, so
right.
you have to think, like could we do this in chunks? Like, could we do this on a regional level? Like, could we have
mm-hmm.
certain sites that are regionally connected or in the same vicinity work together? And then we all have, you know, chunk videos. But, like, let's say we have, like, five sites work together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a song from five sites, and five sites shoot a video, you know. But I wish that this, my idealistically, I want all sites to work together on this piece. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, like, but we got to be realistic, too, when it comes to the type of media that we're working with when we're talking about making a song. You know, 29
mm-hmm.
sites and 29 verses, that's...
That's a long song, yeah.
That's a very long song.
Absolutely. we're approaching the end of our time together. Does anyone have any final comments that they wanted to make about this project or about collaborative projects in general?
Nope. I'm just excited.
Yeah. You know, thanks, Amen, for coming up
yeah.
with this idea and, you know, kind of posing it to the group, because I think it's great. And, it's, you know, whether we go with this specific thing or, you know, whatever we do down the road, it's just great to get this ball rolling, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to just send a mass email with everybody that we are affiliated with and just get a general consensus of who would be interested in actually participating in this, and we can go from there.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Great. Thank you so much for bringing this idea to all of us and for Susan and Matt for jumping on this call and talking through this idea. Thank you all for your time today.
Yes,
you're very welcome.
You.
It's fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I want to say one more thing as well. I don't want us to be having conversations just because it's a podcast. We need to continue our conversations outside of podcast and whatever, so we can strengthen our relationships as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep. But for now, this is U Media Radio signing off.
All right, now.
Yeah.